For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljood. On Saturday, April 12, around 30,000 people from across Canada gathered in Ottawa in front of Parliament Hill to demand an immediate arms embargo on Israel and an end to Canada's complicity in the Gaza genocide. The protest was organized by the Palestinian Youth Movement and endorsed by more than 200 organizations and coalitions. Another speaker from the Ottawa protest highlighted the importance of Palestine in the upcoming federal elections.
The last 18 months has made people across the world commit to fight against this injustice. And after 18 months, on the heels of the federal elections of Canada, we are here to send a clear message. Palestine is at the center of this election. Politicians who presided over this census genocide. Shame!
Shame!
The ones who stayed silent in the face of war crimes. Shame!
Shame!
The ones who defended this fascist project. Shame!
Shame!
And we say to all Canadian politicians and to all candidates who do not support a two-way arms embargo on Israel, you are not welcome in our movement. You will not be welcome in our community spaces. You will not be welcome in our neighborhoods, in our mosques, and in our churches. Shame!
Shame!
And if the parties of this country still refuse to listen, today they won't listen. Because we have people who come from across the country, from Toronto, from Mississauga, from Hamilton, from Kitchener-Waterloo, from Montreal, from Quebec. People from across Canada came here to stand on Parliament Hill to send a clear message. After 18 months of genocide, we will never abandon Gaza. We will never abandon our struggle.
Israel's targeting of journalists and medical workers, as well as the oppression of activists in Canada and the U.S. who speak up for Gaza, was also called out during one of the speeches.
We can no longer bear the images of journalists burned alive in tents, of doctors facing off against Merkava tanks, of bodies flying over the impact of 2,000-pound American bombs. But this is why we must continue to fight. We fight for the freedom of our prisoners, thousands of whom just last month embraced their families for the first time in decades. We fight for our people in Gaza, who after 18 years of living under siege, defeated Israel's military plans, and they will defeat Israel's military plans again. We fight because when faced with injustice, we have no choice but to resist. We may be up against an empire with the strongest weapons and the most advanced technologies, but this empire is up against the children of the stones, against the men that fight tanks with rocks, against the people who face a nuclear power with slingshots. People are millions across the world, just like us, who are now forever part of this movement for justice and liberation. In the past 18 months, our movement has been a force to be reckoned with. We have mobilized billions of people to confront Zionism in every place that it resides, from our universities to our workplaces, from government institutions to unions. We have unmasked the genocidal nature of the Zionist state. This is why in the United States they took Mahmoud Khalil. This is why in Canada they are arresting journalists for speaking against the genocide. This is why they tried to bury us, and yet, against all odds, we, the Palestinian people, have taken the entire world by storm.
Last month, Israel resumed its relentless attacks across Gaza, breaking the ceasefire agreement with Hamas. It also reimposed a full blockade preventing the entrance of humanitarian aid into the Strip. Assistance within Gaza has become almost completely depleted. It is estimated that around 95% of the 43 international and Palestinian aid groups have already been interrupted or cut their services in Gaza due to the widespread and indiscriminate attacks, making it deadly for aid workers to move around. Bushra Khalil, the head of Oxfam, a humanitarian organization, said that kids are eating less than one meal a day, and that's mainly canned food. Al Jazeera correspondent Hani Mahmoud also reported that Gaza is running out of baby formula, leaving children and infants malnourished. Over 60,000 children are considered malnourished, according to Gaza's health ministry. As of today, Israel killed more than 400 aid workers and 1,300 health workers in Gaza. Attacks on journalists have also been intensified. Earlier this month, Israel set fire to a tent housing journalists in Khan Yunis, killing three people. Ahmed Mansour, one of the journalists who was inside the tent, burned alive and succumbed to his wounds the next day, leaving behind his wife and three children. The tent that was targeted was set up outside one of southern Gaza's largest hospitals. Since the beginning of Israel's bombing campaign in Gaza, journalists have been gathering in hospitals with the hopes of accessing steady internet connection, electricity, and safety. Media rights organizations said that journalists in Gaza are walking with targets on their backs. They added that Israel is trying to discourage reporting on its war crimes to avoid accountability. As of today, Israel killed more than 230 journalists in Gaza. In response to a global day of action for Gaza, the Palestinian youth movement will join tens of thousands of people across the globe in protesting in front of U.S. embassies and consulates. The rally will take place on April 25th in front of the U.S. consulate on St. Catherine. This day of action was called for people to stand in solidarity with Gaza's journalists and medical workers. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.